possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm telling you that I believe in this team. Look at the standings. Like, rock bottom for the Mets. Oh, my God, they're wretched. But yet they're still in the playoffs. I've seen plenty of wretched Mets teams in my life. I don't believe this team is one of them. However, last night hit a breaking point for me. It's the third straight time that the starting rotation has blown a big lead. That can't happen. They won one of the games. They did it the night before with Clay Holmes. 6-0 lead against a crappy, dead-in-the-water Atlanta Braves team with their best pitcher on the mound. You cannot lose that game under any circumstance. Peterson goes 3 1/3. It was brutal. The bullpen was even worse after that when you bring in Reed Garrett. That can't happen, and this has been a pattern for a while now. It's not a one-off. Losing this game to this team in this spot where the Phillies lost chance to cut to within four and everything back in the right direction, that one bothered me big time last night.
Well, I was going to ask you here because, if it was the Pirates or maybe not the Reds because you guys are going for the wild card right now, but somebody that's really not a threatening team, is it worse because it's the Braves?
No, because I'm over that because the Braves are so dead in the water.
All right, I'm just checking.
It's that they're a bad team.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, I got you.
Remember, earlier in the year I was making a big deal about the Braves. They weren't dead yet. The Mets should have put the fork in Atlanta, and they didn't. I'm not worried about them now because I think they were a dead team walking. This has nothing to do with the history with the Mets and Braves. It's more about the Braves are an awful freaking baseball team, so much so that they got Cookie Carrasco pitching, and you're lighting him up in the first three innings of the game.
Yeah, but
game was over.
But yet they might still have a better lineup than the Mets, as bad as they are. Yeah, I don't even want to get into that debate, but you know they got some guys who are good.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, they do. Well, I mean, Olsen's a beast. Harris, when he's on, is good. Obviously, Riley's banged up. Like, the Braves still have some players.
What they could do is if you get guys on base, they can change the game with one swing of the bat like they did because David Peterson's walking everybody that steps up in the batter's box. It just can't happen. I mean, that inning, dude, come
terrible.
On.
Terrible. Absolutely
runs in one
terrible
inning,
sell.
It should never happen.
So if I own the baseball team, right, and I'm like, all right, what gives me the best chance to win? I don't even mean a World Series. I mean just to be competitive night to night. Well, I mean, I know my answer. Some might say, maybe some more modern minds might say, hey, I'm going to slug my way to whatever. That's not what I would say. Yeah, I got to hit, but I got to give myself a chance to come out, put a few zeros up early, and stabilize the game with starting pitching. That's where I'm at with the Mets right now. And to me, Sal, when and until this is proven otherwise, it's becoming a statement of fact. Until the Mets pitchers give their team a chance to win, their starting pitchers, a chance to win, I don't know how this Mets season ever gets back on the rails.
Right, so now we know what the issue is. How are they know they have an issue. How are they going to fix it? And the answer can't be, well, let's cross our fingers and hope that next time Peterson's better and Senga's better and Manaea's better. Yeah, you have to have that with a certain aspect. Like, that's got to happen. It can't just be, you can't get a whole new pitching staff and bullpen in there. But they do need to take some action do something, take the into their own hands here.
Yeah, be proactive. And they have with Montas. Well, you're the pen. Done.
Okay, that's one. But
that's a start.
Yeah, now Holmes should go to the pen, then bring up Sproat, and also I would bring up Tong. Like, and I'm not saying that that's the answer. What I'm saying is it might be.
What is the answer is
what's going on right now.
That's well said because, you know, you keep banging your head against the wall and you do it wrong the same way over and over. You got to try something different. It's funny. We talk a lot about playing golf with Francesa. I can promise you if I hit like three into the weeds or if I dribble three in a row, I'm doing something with my hands. I'm doing something to try to mix up the trajectory and flight of my shot, which is applicable to anything in life. I mean, yeah. If you're getting into car accidents, drive more carefully. If you fail in tests, study harder. If your starting pitcher stinks, sit them on the bench. So they are at least step one of being proactive, you know, sitting down Montas, bringing in some new arms, but it also does have to start, and this applies to any great team, and if they want to be great, they got to get this together. Clear, not right now. Your best players have to carry the mail. And you said before, until you can't hope Peterson gets better. Peterson, and he's been very good, so I don't mean to pile on him unnecessarily. But, yo, I mean, Manaea's got to get his act together.
Well, think about it this way. Last night specifically, if you did what I was saying that they should do a week ago, bring up all three of these guys, you could have had either Sproat available out of the pen or Tong. And now you have Tong, who could potentially be a length, higher leverage guy than Reed freaking Garrett, who I never want to see on the mound again. And I've been consistent about that for years. So I know he's had some good. I can't stand Reed Garrett. Nothing personal, just as a pitcher. Personally, he's probably a nice guy. I'm talking about as a pitcher, I don't want to see him on the mound. So if you have a spot where Mendoza's like, oh crap, we're in trouble, Peterson can't get out of the fourth inning, go to Tong. He can put out the fire. Now, again, I'm hoping that he could because he's got nasty stuff. He could put out the fire for an inning or two and get you to where you can now start to use your bullpen.
Yeah.
As opposed to, it's the fourth inning and I've got to go to Stanek or Reed Garrett or Montas. That can't happen when you continually have these pitchers not giving you any sort of length.
What's, in your opinion, Sal, the strength of this Mets team right now? What's the best part of the team? Maybe not that they're performing it right now, but what you think it will be when it's all said and done.
7, 8, 9, the pen.
Bang. I would probably agree with that. And if you can't get to that, that's offsetting your greatest strength.
And they're not even getting close. Like, you could argue, even if they had a lead in the same, Peterson went six and it's a one-run lead. All right, well, or I guess if Peterson went six, then yes, they would get there. Peterson goes five innings, they have a one-run lead. You still need the sixth inning, which they still should be able to have covered with Soto, Raley,
maybe
needing a single out from Stanek, whatever it may be.
Rodgers.
Yeah, well, Rodgers to me would be the seventh inning guy. But yes, whatever combination of Soto, Raley, Rodgers for the sixth and or seventh inning, and then obviously Helsley and Diaz.
Got the back end.
They're not even getting there. And the rare time that they did get there, it's with no margin for error, and it's with poor defense as well, not helping them out.
So poor base running as well. I mean, that's a bad send by Pete. I don't understand. I'm not sending Lindor in that situation. I understand it. I'm aggressive by nature. Send them. Wave them in. Try to put some stress on the defense. A one-hop line drive rocket over 100 miles per hour to the right fielder. And you're sending Pete Alonso? He's out by a mile.
You know what's odd? We didn't talk about this earlier, but you heard them breaking it down on the game at that point or no?
With the Pete stuff?
Yes.
Because what happened
was... back and forth with Mets
Yankees. Exactly.
That's what I was asking, because I did catch it. Now, off the bat, I think you and I were in agreement. I'm not thinking 3-2 count, two outs, everybody's running on contact. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, I watched the play happen.
Yeah.
It's a bullet to right field, and my initial thought is... that sucks that they just got a base hit and it's not going to score a run because it was hit hard and the right fielder, it seemed like he was playing shallow to me.
He was not deep.
Okay, there you go. So that's my initial, off the bat, I'm thinking, sucks that they wasted a hit and it's going to be bases loaded. All right, who's coming up?
Yep.
And then in real time, obviously you see him going and then he gets thrown out. On the broadcast, almost all of them, I'm pretty sure it was, but definitely Keith, they were all saying that they were shocked that Pete got thrown out. Because he should be running on a 3-2 pitch.
Of course he should be.
Right, but still, like, the idea to me, even if he is running, it's still Pete Alonso. And
no, but if it, meaning running off, meaning on the pitch?
Yes.
No, but if he gets his lead, if his primary, you don't even need a big primary lead, just because you can't get picked off. Get a normal primary lead, make sure the ball's delivered, and just go. Right. And if he would have done that properly, he may have, actually, I think he would have been safe.
I think he did. They were showing that on the replay. I don't think that was the issue.
You thought that was good enough?
It's Pete Alonso. He's not a
That's not a speed thing, though. That's that's stealing.
I didn't look at it once and say that he wasn't running like either hard or off.
No, contact. He was running hard. What I'm talking about is I think there was a fraction of a second or whatever you know denomination of you, if you will, of time you want to apply where I didn't think his jump was perfect.
I like being aggressive. They were not aggressive against Cleveland, and it cost them. We talked about that. That, to me, was just like, and Mendoza defended it. That was the wrong move to be conservative in that spot. Last night, as much as I want to be aggressive, I think off the bat, if I'm watching it on TV, and my real feel off the bat is he's not going anywhere. You got to hold him up here.
Yes.
Then I don't know how they were aggressive to send him, other than thinking, well, it's 3-2. He's running, you know, on whatever, maybe off the pitch, 3-2, you're running anyway, but it didn't work, and it's Pete Alonso. And the ball was hit hard and right to the right fielder who was playing, to me, shallow there.
Yeah, so. It certainly wasn't deep, as we said. I'm not telling anybody how to coach, but what you want to do there is you project to the runner, I'm sending you. So it's the aggressive wave, right? And then as the play develops, and you see the right fielder get it cleanly on one up.
The ball hit that hard.
For sure. That's all calculated, for sure. But if, from a third base coach perspective, because we don't really talk about third base coach. It's always like Mendoza, Bolt. Yeah. But from a third base coach perspective, what you're doing is the play's unfolding, calculating how hard it's hit, where's the right fielder, it's Pete, what jump did he have, all that stuff, where we are in the game. The third base coach is supposed to be going further and further and further and further down the line. And then you can clamp the brakes when you see it's fielded clean.
But it could be tough the longer that it is, especially with a lumbering runner like Pete. I guess.
But that's how you're supposed to do it.
At 3-2, when you're running on the pitch, I guess it was predetermined at that point that he's running on the pitch, and no matter what, I'm sending him here on a base
but
hit.
That's so stupid. If that's the predetermined, you should never predetermine anything.
I'm just saying that Keith was perplexed that he couldn't believe that on a 3-2 pitch with the runner from second base running on the pitch could not score on a base hit. Like, perplexed by it. So now I'm thinking, man, okay, well, he's obviously Keith Hernandez. I'm not. But my initial read off the bat was one that, even though I want to be aggressive, I did not see the runner scoring on that spot. We've watched baseball a million games.
Like, me neither.
You know, when a ball's hit that hard, an easy one hop for the right fielder, boom, fire.
So you don't send them. By the way, Keith could be wrong.
Well,
he knows a million times more than both you and I combined, but it doesn't mean for that instance Keith is right. Matter of fact, I think Keith is wrong.
Right. Saying because of the circumstance. I know. I'm just saying that he should have gotten a better jump. Maybe he could have gotten a better jump.
It's not Tyrone Taylor running.
I know, but you're running on the pitch from high on base.
I understand that, but you're not. I don't think you're getting as much, not to belabor this, but it's in one little play, but I don't think that you're getting as much distance from second base, maybe, as you think, even though you're going on the 3-2 and you're in motion.
Bottom line is David Peterson coughed it up, as has everybody in that starting rotation as of late, and that just cannot be accepted. BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. I like music. I don't know if we needed the Thayer Scones. Who was that, by
like
the way?
Music.
What was that?
Not there.
We know a little country music. Let's get to the phones here. Mark is calling from Yonkers.
Tipsy.
What's up, Mark?
Yo.
BT, Sal, Hoff on the phone. Who's got it better than me right now?
Nobody.
Listen, serious question. Mets locker room compromised?
With what? What do you mean compromised?
Like fractured?
You think they're getting along? Correct. Thank you, BC.
Okay, why would you even surmise that's just because they're not winning?
No, it just seems like something's off, BT, and I I'm trying to figure out what it is. They don't look together.
I don't see that. Now,
I don't either.
I did say if they don't beat the Braves, that's, to me, something would be bad. But think about it this way. It's not like they didn't score any runs. It wasn't a life. They were up 6-0. That game should be over. 100 out of 100 times, you should never blow a 6-0 lead, especially under the circumstances with your best pitcher on the mound taking on a dead team in the Atlanta Braves. So at 6-0, were you thinking, I don't know, something just doesn't look right with the chemistry of this group? I'm not saying it's as good as it was last year. The issue is their starting pitching has been pathetic, god awful.
I agree.
Now, Sal, I wanted to ask you a question. Now, it's not me trying to be a wise guy. I value your two guys' opinion more than anybody else at the station. I love you guys. But Soto, league 10 years, correct?
I'm not
2019,
sure.
Okay. not quite 10, no.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Never had a 200-hit season.
No.
And only batted over 300 twice, and one of those times
pandemic
was the 2020 150-bat shortened season.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to figure out how did we put him on such a high pedestal?
Well, he's a great player. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. We've had this argument. He's having a bad year, and he's got 29
home runs. I understand that. I'm not just
Let's just simplify it, because BT and I've had this argument many times before. We're gonna simplify it.
I think we're gonna have another one here. Go ahead.
He excels at getting on base more so than anybody else. I'm not saying he's got the highest on base in the league right now, but he does have the most walks. Combine that with power, plate discipline, which is the thing that is valued most in baseball right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he got paid what he got paid.
Yes, and he's also 25 or 26.
Bingo.
Yeah,
right.
Big part of it for sure. And he's clutch.
Yeah.
And he's a World Series champion.
Was clutch.
Well, I'm saying with the Yankees.
And the
Nationals.
He just hasn't been this year with the
Mets. Not yet. He will be during this Met run. Come on. We all know that.
Yep.
I also think that unlike some other people that you can pay a lot of money to, he's going to sell tickets. Put it this way. Let's say I know that Vladdy resigned. Let's say Vlad did not resign with Toronto and he went, I don't know, to the Dodgers. I'm just getting him out of Toronto for a moment. And the Toronto pivot was Pete Alonso, who they were interested in a year ago, as we know.
Right.
Pete's not selling tickets in Toronto because he's not box office. He's good. Juan Soto's box office. So there's a ton of value to Juan Soto. My pushback is always...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's been twofold. Number one, and I know I'm anal with this, I get it. When somebody says, hey, they're a great player, I say, no, I'm sorry. He's a great hitter. All right, that's the first thing that I push back on. And then when I get a little weedsy, I'm like, well, he's a great hitter. Actually, he's transcendent with certain aspects of hitting. And other ones, I think he's overrated. Now, of course I want Soto on any team that I'm rooting for. He's a stud in almost every facet of the game. But the one thing that Soto, and I remember that based on the discussions you and I had, the debates, they were wild, some of them. I mean, okay, anybody could have a down year. And he was traded, he hit 246. But even, you know, in 2023 with the punt, 275. It's not like he hit 319 with the Yankees, 288.
Right, but he's a career 281 hitter.
I understand that.
For and a guy that's going to hit 30-plus home runs and
but not 40. But not 40.
Well, last year.
Not last year. But I'm saying until last year.
And the one thing that everybody kept saying, you specifically, we had this argument, and I would agree, like, the power numbers were going to be down this year. They're not.
No, they're not down. They're not down. He's going to hit close to 40.
It's almost everything else is down. The one thing that's not is the power number.
But I think that there's going to be a market correction there because Juan Soto's not going to hit 256 next year. I mean, by the way, he might not hit 255 this year. He might go on a binge, and he might be. He might. But, like, Soto, and I own this. This is me being a baseball geek. I own this. Like, if you're telling me, like, and forget about Judge. That's too easy. But, like, but give me George Brett. Give me a healthy Mattingly. 330, 340, 35 bombs, 50 doubles, 140 ribbies. Like, that to me is a superstar hitter. He's got elements of superstar characteristics, but for me, doesn't check all the boxes. That's where you and I disagree.
He hit 288 last year.
I know.
129 walks. Led the league in runs scored with 128. 41 homers, 109 ribbies.
What did he hit the year before?
That's a superstar.
What did he hit the year
before? 275.
What did he hit the year before that?
242.
Come on, dude. You can't gloss over that.
But he's a career. Of course, I'm just giving you the last year. Like, that's a superstar year. He's a career 281 hitter.
That's very good.
That's going to hit you 30 homers and drive at 100 every year. Now, this year he's having a down year.
I'm not saying he's not amazing with certain. Right. I'm not even saying he's overpaid. I wish the Yankees got it. I've told you that.
Right, but I'm just saying that.
But superstar hitter is Aaron Judge or Ohtani a year ago with 50 and 50. Or, like, I think Witt in, like, 2 or 3 years, or the other names I mentioned, the Bretts, the Mattinglys, you know, Boggs, Gwynn hitting 3-4. Like, come on.
All Hall of Famers. But
Soto's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Understood. So I don't understand what the problem is.
The problem is the numbers that I look for in every area are less than I would want for a guy that's going to be called an absolute superstar with no pushback.
You value OPS more than anybody.
I know. I value everything.
945 career OPS. Career OPS. 945.
I know. I'm not saying that he's Bernard Gilkey. Oh, Gilkey actually had a great year.
This year,
what I'm saying.
This year has been
I don't know if you know what I'm saying. I don't know that you do with this. I feel like of all the things we debate, I don't mean to interrupt you, man. This is fun. But I think of all the things that you and I debate, I feel like this is the one thing, and I don't need you to agree with me, clearly. I feel like you don't hear me on this.
I don't think you or the people who doubt Soto are getting the realization of what's happened in his career.
So no, I am. Like, that's why I'm pointing out some of the bad stuff. I think you're missing the realization.
No, 281.
The guy hit 245 a couple years ago.
Okay. So what?
And 275 2 years ago.
So what? Nobody had bad. You think Carlos Beltran's a better baseball player than Juan Soto?
100%. Okay. Not even close.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, I know. That's an easy one.
How many home runs did he have his first year with the Mets?
16.
That was a bad year, right?
Yes.
Juan Soto in his first year with the Mets in a bad year has 29 homers already.
But that's power. And by the way, what did Beltran do the year
before? It's just power. It's also walking. But Beltran,
Soto was stealing bases this year. Beltran was an elite center fielder, a switch hitter, stole bases, and did not hit 240.
Soto got 18 steals this year. Like, you more than, I don't care. I wouldn't give one, you know what,
about
if Juan Soto stole a single base this year. But you did. You talk about, base pass. He's got 18 steals.
Well, that's why I'm quick to point out that he's running a lot this year. I'm giving him credit.
To go along with those 29
homers. I understand.
Like, I don't understand. And
he said 250.
All right, but that's what the way the sport is right now.
But it's not all right. You didn't think he was going to hit 250 coming in. He's hit 251.
Juan
Soto.
In a bad year.
251.
In a bad year.
He's
a career 281
hitter.
He's a career 2. Like, he's not the biggest culprit. Look at Lindor. We can talk about Alonso's average.
No, but those are different conversations. We agree on most of those things for sure. He's hitting 2. Sal.
Yeah.
Has he had a great first year with the Mets? Please answer me honestly.
Dude, I just said 15 times. Are you listening? I said he's had a bad year. In his bad year.
Yep.
Good God.
Well, I'm listening.
Let's murder Juan Soto for his awful year.
Crucify him.
Where he's hit 29 homers and is hitting 251.
And he's hitting 170 with the runners in scoring position, by the way. And he's amongst the worst in baseball.
Understood. But I'm not arguing that.
But listen, here's the thing, Sal. I'm hearing you. I think, though, the biggest difference for me is that this year, batting average, some other areas, it's not an anomaly for Juan Soto. again, the great years that he had, those are a couple years ago, dude.
Right.
Like, you know, when you hit, and I'll give you the 246 aberration, traded, new, I get that.
He's a career 281 hitter.
But he's also
Aaron Judge.
You know, but it's also very top heavy. He's too.
Oh, big, I thought BT. It's the average.
He's when was the last time he hit 300?
He's a career 281.
When was the last time he hit 300?
Don't know. Don't care.
I'll tell you. Okay. 2021.
Okay. Aaron Judge is a career 292 hitter.
I'm not. And who's better? Yeah. By in every statistical measurable.
You reference what stat do you want to use? You're referencing batting average. I'm just telling you. You're picking apart Soto based on his low.
I still value batting average.
Okay.
Not like I did growing
his
up.
Career average. I'll say it again. His career average is 281. Judge, the big bad greatest Jesus. Player to ever walk the face of the earth,
you're
is 292.
You're crazy.
But tell me the difference.
Well, the
if
difference
you value
is
batting average and Aaron Judge, who I said first is the best baseball player I've ever seen in my life, more so than Bonds, more so than Griffey.
Yes,
his career average is 292. Juan Soto is 281. That's not a big difference.
I'm gonna do a little mic drop here for you. Because I think that this could settle this. I think that part of the conversation. Yeah. I'm not going to drop until it resonates, if it does.
Yeah,
you're right. Similar batting averages career. The difference is that Aaron Judge had some low numbers early and has become an all-time 320, 330, 340 hitter. Juan Soto started the way Judge is now. And he's going the wrong direction, batting average.
Well, I don't know. He could say wrong direction. He's having
a
down
250
year. This year.
And he hit 280
he's
something
25.
Last year.
What did Judge do at
25? I think
25?
He's 46. Well, that was his second year because he came up late.
Okay, so what was his batting average at age 25?
I don't have it in front. I just got Soto stuff.
284.
All right.
284. 270.
That's better than 251 this year.
272 the year after that.
I understand that.
257
But
the
now
year
let's
after
start
that.
Talking turkey when he went to school and became a that. More refined hitter.
Okay, so? I mean,
is Soto becoming more refined or is he worse?
I think he's the same.
No,
player.
He's not. The numbers are not the same. He hit 350 and 313 back in the day. He ain't doing that anymore.
He's 25. He's
26.
He's having a down year. 26. He's having a down year.
Are we sure he's 26? By the way,
whatever.
I'm just. I don't know. Yeah. Well, we'll pretend that he is.
Yeah.
Dude, the guy's a stud. All I'm saying is
I mean, geez. No. We've had the same conversation. Here's what I don't understand. Because you can pick apart any numbers on any single player.
I agree with that.
Even the great Aaron Judge.
True.
Because if you really want to
dive
into
out a lot.
It.
No, I agree.
If you really want to dive into it.
October. No, I that's always in your back pocket. Mic drop.
Mic drop.
He's dropping phones,
what's,
this guy.
What's, I don't care if the thing breaks right now. What's Soto's numbers in October compared to Judge?
I don't have it in front of me. It's
we
not
don't
even
need
close.
To go over
it's
it
not
because,
even close.
Because it's not close.
I agree.
And I won't mention the fact that Soto has a ring and Judge doesn't because that's irrelevant to the conversation. I don't understand why callers or you would try to minimize what Juan Soto is. I acknowledge he's having an awful year, but why can't we just acknowledge
wrong word choice?
Of Soto?
You see, I would not use minimize. I would use contextualize. I told you at the start of this, whatever this is, I told you we could get back into this. I told you. Whatever this is, and this is never going away until he retires as long as we're here. So I just take it almost insane, scary, stupid pride in being very literal with baseball statistics. And when somebody tells me something, whether it's you or a caller or my dad, something is that it's not. I can't accept it.
But what am I saying that's not?
You're basically ignoring the decrease in batting average and some of the other statistical issues with Juan Soto. Now, because at least I'm saying, hey, I know what he's great at. Mm. You're not even saying what he's not good at. You don't even meet me halfway with that, dude.
Well, but I don't understand what you want to say. He's not a great fielder. He's
no, I'm not even talking about defense. I'm talking about batting average. I'm talking about hits. I'm talking about runs scored. Like, dude, there is a stratosphere, especially in baseball, more than any other sport, when it's defined by numbers, that is impossible not to delineate, like, what's what. And Soto is amazing at certain things, and certain things, you could keep them. What would you walk up to?
I've never really thought about that before. I know we've had this conversation.
I know.
Somebody else was having the conversation the other day. I was like, maybe I heard it in the SOY newsroom. I was like, I haven't really thought about it in depth.
Hop, you got a little something while Sal's contemplating
it? I mean, I have my song, but nobody knows what it is. It's a Deftones song.
The Mighty Boss Tones again?
Stop with the nonsense, please. I can't stand when you don't understand music.
What
both of you guys.
What do you mean don't understand music?
It's not even
the Boss Tones.
It's not the Boss Tones. It's the Deftones. Deftones. Oh. Two different styles. You're talking ska versus new metal,
bro. I thought it was Def Leppard. I'm sorry.
The drummer has one arm.
That's Def Leppard. Yeah. Unless no slander allowed with Def Leppard. I love Def Leppard.
Wait, so there's Def Leppard and Deftones?
Come on, dude. There's no way you don't know Def Leppard. You're not 20 years old.
What
stop.
What do you mean about the one arm? What are you talking about?
Pyromania. The
drummer's got one arm.
Got an accident.
For the Deftones?
No, for Def Leppard.
This guy.
Oh, okay. So,
he was still amazing with one arm, no doubt. Like, he was all-timer. He drummed with one hand.
He went to the Hall of Fame.
You think it's more difficult than Jim Abbott being a pitcher with one arm?
Like
being a drummer with one arm is like, how the hell are you?
It's a really good question.
I would think that if God forbid you lost an arm or whatever it may be, like, I think one thing that would probably be off the table right out of the gate would be being a drummer. I would think.
Yes.
No, because you got feet. You got feet that can go to pedals.
Hit the cymbals stuff.
Yeah. The feet, yes, but that does the bottom stuff.
Yeah,
you could trigger certain things. There's pedals that could do multiple things. If you've ever known the innards of a drum set, you could do a lot of different things.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Gather round, rock this place to the ground.
I don't know, is that would be your walk-up song?
No, that's Def Leppard. We're going, you got one or what?
I think I would pick right now Van Halen. I think.
Which one?
In the beginning. The beginning with the piano, you know, all that in the beginning.
Oh, okay. Van Halen, look at you.
I think so.
That was from the commercial for soda. Which one was it?
I think it was Coca-Cola.
There you go.
Did you see David Lee Roth recently on stage?
Yeah.
He looks like Frankie Valli.
Does he?
Oh, it's bad.
But Frankie Valli's 92 years old.
Hey, show some respect to a great radio man in David Roth. He was
a three-month hit.
Was it? 3 months?
I think maybe four.
David Lee.
It was. I don't want to get graphic here, but dude, wear some underwear. I mean, what are you doing? It's just ridiculous. What's going
Lee
on?
Is
down
junk?
There. If you had a magnifying glass, maybe.
I don't want to see that. But the other thing that would probably be off the table, I would think, if you only had one arm, being a baseball player.
100%.
Dude, Jim Abbott, man.
Yeah, that was.
I didn't watch
Jim
that. Have you seen the special yet?
Parts of it.
I got to watch that. Maybe over the course of the weekend, I'll try to check that out.
Yep.
It's on ESPN Plus, I think it is.
I recorded somewhere. He also hit. I think I remember reading that he hit a triple, like off the wall at Michigan with one hand.
Did he have?
No prosthetic. Just kind of, I don't know how, if he took his lack of hand.
I remember one time watching him warm up, like he was gonna hit. Yeah. I don't remember why. I saw maybe it was a preseason game or something like that.
Exhibition baseball, preseason,
something like that. But whatever. He definitely had like a bat in hand.
He had a routine.
and one hand. And
yeah.
That was it.
God bless him, man. But the fact that he used to throw the pitch and then quickly learn how
that was the best part. So fast.
My God. And then catch the ball and then flip it back.
I know. Dude, that no-hitter when he was, I mean, I remember like it was yesterday. I think it was Dwayne Statz on the call on MSG. And I know it was a ground ball to Velarde at shortstop over to Donnie. What a moment.
That was against Cleveland? Was that Labor Day against
Cleveland? That was against Baerga. Baerga was the last out. Yeah.
Right, I remember that one. So that was the early 90s against, was it 1990? Whatever it was. Yeah, I got to watch that special. Anyway, I'm not sure how we got on that topic, but we'll get back to the calls here. 888-808-1019, the number to call. We got to power up a little bit later.
You said Shook Ones would have been your walk-up song.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, thank you, Scone. Your mind's back on track.
You didn't ask me for mine.
What is yours?
I don't know.
Well, I did ask you before, and you said not the Def Leppard one. There's so many to choose from, but that one, Shook Ones, to me.
All right, so I'm going to assume I'm playing.
Mobb Deep, Shook Ones.
My son had his All-Star game, and he had to pick up a walk-up song, and he picked out Jump Around, and it got rave reviews.
House of Pain.
Yeah, it got rave reviews. All the parents were into it.
All right. Some good style. I'm assuming I'm playing for the Yankees, like in this mythical, fictitious walk-up. Yeah. I probably got to go No Sleep Till Brooklyn. I have to.
I think we've had this before.
Yeah, and I always say that one. Yeah,
that's a good one. So at least you have your...
From here.
I can't pick one. But Shook Ones, that would definitely be in the conversation. And I think Strike Fear in the opposition. If I couldn't do it in the batter's box, at least the Shook Ones song would do that. Hector is in Washington Heights. Hector?
Sorry, we didn't interrupt the rock and roll conversation and welcome song, guys. I apologize. Or should I call you guys the Troublemakers? Yesterday... Sterling and Steiner today, Daryl and P. What's tomorrow?
Here.
What's the next?
It depends how bad the Mets are tonight.
Wait, I didn't write anything on a ball. Pete did.
Daryl's like, nah, no big deal. You guys are still trying to push. You know what I got from Daryl? Daryl's just like us right now. Daryl's just like me right now. He is sick of watching this 2025 New York Mets team. He is sick of the buddy-buddy nonsense. He is sick of the play on the field. And I really wanted to call because, Sal, you're driving me crazy. Even with the Soto-Beltran conversation, you know I love you, buddy. Stop ignoring what your eyes are seeing. Even right now, I believe. What the heck do you believe in? I have hope. I think this team is better. But I have no belief. And then, last thing before you cut me off, I would love a back and forth, but you guys like to cut me off. The 7 pitches, Sal, you can't tell me, Stearns did his job because he had 7 pitches. There's a question mark on every single one of those 7 pitches. Sean Manaea, can you duplicate what you did? Did you really find yourself? There were even questions last year. Would he get hurt with the change of the arm angle? Kodai Senga, who the heck are you? When you pitch, you're dynamite, but you never pitch. You're Mercurio.
He didn't sign him, though. Senga. Sterns.
No, I know.
Okay.
I'm talking about the whole staff.
I got you.
There was question marks. Who's Tyler McGill? Okay. David Peterson, we fixed your hip. Can you progress?
Hector, there were question marks last year. And they did very well.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I was over here ripping them to shreds, saying this rotation's not any good. I know a rotation when I see one, and they were good. I had to give them the benefit of the doubt. And then, by the way, the first half of the year, it was good.
Yeah, and that's why we
not
had
just
a little
good, by the way.
And we gave him the benefit of the doubt. Even Kenny, who we didn't watch
much.
He's
in
the West
Coast.
Yeah, exactly. He was phenomenal. And that's probably the one that's the worst thing, because he was just hurt, a freak injury. There's nothing you can predict about that, right? He was panning out. He was making the pitching lab look great. But everybody else was... Paul Blackburn? Are you kidding me? Like, do we need to keep going every single one of these
Cut to the chase. Heck, hold on a second. But heck, hold on.
One short thing.
Heck, hold on. You guys making the playoffs, yes or no?
I wish I could tell you for sure that we are, BT. I want to believe it. I think these guys individually are all better, but as a team, they haven't proved that so far this year.
Here's the thing. Hector, what'd you think of the rotation that the Dodgers built coming into the year?
I don't give a damn about the Dodgers.
What do you think? I'm asking you a question.
I'm worried about the Mets.
Well, you're worried about the Mets, but you're certainly worried about the Dodgers. What do you think about the rotation the Dodgers
built?
If you're not going to ask, and thank you for the call, you're not going to answer the question. What's the BT? You could give the consensus answer.
Go ahead.
About the Dodgers. What do you think of their rotation?
The Dodgers aren't looking very good at all.
Well, my point is that the Dodgers built a rotation.
They built it with a bunch of names, bunch of injuries, and they're nowhere near.
Absolutely loaded rotation.
Yep.
Lowest innings from starting pitchers since June 13th. The Mets have the fewest with 227.
Yanks got to be in the top five or so.
The White Sox are right there with 235.
Yeah.
The Dodgers with 238. Yankees are not in the top five.
Top three. Okay, now, they're not top five. Okay.
The difference is that the Dodgers are 27 and 25 over that stretch. The Mets are 19 and 32.
Yeah.
Tigers are in there as well, but that's just the point. I saw this on SNY Mets posted it on social media. Point is that even going into the season, yeah, well, we had question marks. I talked about it. Go back and check the tapes. I said, I don't like this rotation going into the year. But we had no choice. We didn't like it last year, and it did well. And then even with not liking the rotation, it was the best rotation in Major League Baseball for 2.5 months. It has come crumbling down, crashing down, and it hurts inside. They need to fix it. Comes crashing out, hurts inside.
I'm hearing song lyrics. How the hell are they going to fix it? The trade deadline's over, dude.
You know where that comes from.
Comes
crashing down and it hurts inside.
Oh, of course. Comes crashing down and it hurts inside. Bam, 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 bam.
I figured you'd get that. The
got him. I have 10 seconds of cordiness.
Yeah.
I should admit this. I have listened to that song multiple times in my car every single day since Hulk died.
It's been like 3 weeks, man.
I know. I love the song. Yeah. I always did.
I know. It is an uplifting song.
Oh, man.
Plus, you could see Hogan celebrating. Yeah,
for
in the
sure. And the way it starts, it starts out really slow, and then it bam, 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 bam.
It's a great, uplifting American song.
Play for the Mets tonight. Maybe you guys will get going.
Some guys have used that as their walk-up. Craig is in Aberdeen. Craig?
Yeah. Hi. How are you guys?
Good. Hey, what's up, Craig?
I'm a drummer. I'm a drummer. So for a drummer to play with one hand, it's like next to impossible, man. I don't know how the guy from Def Leppard does it. God bless him. But if you're a righty, your left hand has to coincide with your left foot. So you're going to have to play a double bass. Not only that, I don't know how you can do drum fills because your left foot would have to be a speedster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's nearly impossible.
Yeah.
You know, I'm playing tomorrow night and I'm thinking about, could you imagine just one hand? I wouldn't be able to do it.
You should try it, though. If I were you, Craig, you should tie in. Thank you for the call. Maybe tie one hand or one arm behind your back. And then if you can succeed, then you get people to come watch and be like, dude.
Yeah, it's the one-arm drummer.
Look at this guy.
They got another one.
He's so good. He could drum with one arm behind, you know, one arm tied behind his back.
Career take right off.
I mean, I'm not a, have you ever played the drums before?
My buddy, I think the short answer is no. Yeah. Like, I could do like a, no, the answer is no. I mean, we'll waste everybody's time. No.
Okay, but so no. I remember maybe as a kid, I was going to go to lessons that I just didn't do it, whatever, maybe, but like a kid said. But I would just think like, so I'm not a drummer. I have no idea. Yeah. I would just think, common sense, be like, probably can't play the drums with one arm. But,
no.
But Def Leppard,
mm-hmm.
You sure it's not an AI situation?
It's way before AI. Def Leppard born in the early 80s. Maybe actually late 70s, probably before they really made it big.
I'd like to actually watch like something on that and see how the hell he's done this before.
You really don't know any Def Leppard songs?
Really? I'm sure that
I mean, are you just playing along like that? You really don't?
I couldn't
like
name
Pyromania and Love Bites and I mean some all-timer.
I'm sure if you played it, I'd probably be like, oh, yeah, I know that song.
Pour Some Sugar on Me.
That one I know.
That's Def Leppard.
I thought that was Warrant.
No. Pour Some Sugar.
Oh, what's Warrant? Cherry Pie?
Cherry Pie,
Same thing. Sugar, Cherry Pie.
Great. Cherry Pie video's phenomenal.
That's where I got mixed up.
That video's phenomenal.
I remember that. All right, so Def Leppard
almost
is
almost as good as Stacey's mom.
Def Leppard. Yeah, I remember that.
Almost.
Def Leppard is Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Yes.
Okay.
One of their many hits.
Definitely know that. But if I heard that song, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know this song.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you who sang it. I probably would have guessed Warrant.
VT and Sal. Pull Your Car World Series Game 1.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while, BT. Matter of fact, it might have been since the World Series, which is what, in February?
I mean, we haven't done it in months.
7 months later? Well, I figured I'd give you a little time to rest up.
Recover?
All right, which pack you want? We're going to go 1988 this year just because I went back there. It was two fresh packs that I grabbed.
I give it one in the left hand there, so I'll take that. Let me just sift through the nonsense, you know, the things that we won't use, blah, blah, blah. There's the gum.
Yeah,
it is stuck. All right.
40-year-old gum.
Oh, first card's amazing. One.
Gum's older than the record that Strawberry held.
Eight. No league leaders. Eight. Get rid of this guy. 9, 10, 11. I've got 12. Let me just double check that, though. I got a record breaker, Nolan Ryan.
I got 15 here. How about that?
I got to turn back the turn back the clock. I'm there. Ron Bloomberg, first DH ever, 1973 Yankees.
All right, let's go through them here. So even out of the 15, I could hit you with the 15 too. You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go. You mean I'll answer?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Whatever. I'm good. Yeah.
Chuck Finley.
At that point, Chuck's on the Angels.
Yes, one for one, right out of the gate. Dude, I'm rusty even thinking about
that. No. You got some easy cards. I saw a couple of Hall of Famers.
Oh, okay. So, but I'm still rusty.
As usual, you get the easy.
Yeah. Bob Rogers.
Expos.
Whoa!
Give me some.
Look at that.
Give me some.
I was going to say, do we say manager card or no?
We do the manager card.
Yeah, you didn't have to get there. Look at that. Gerald Perry.
I want to say that Gerald Perry's on the Braves at this point.
Three for three.
Look at your boy over here, red hot out of the shoot.
Tom Bernanski.
Twinskies.
Whoa. I was going to say wait on that one because...
I know. There's other teams.
The Cardinals, yeah.
The Cardinals. No,
I forget the years of the Cardinals, but yes, you got that one right.
Okay.
Tim Laudner.
Tim Laudner's on the Twins at this point.
Yes, he is. Dude, you're on a heater.
Five for five, bro.
Gary Pettis.
Gary Pettis was a center fielder for the Angels.
There you go.
Dude, has anybody ever started 6 for 6?
I think we say this every time.
No, I don't think we say this every time. Six for six is sick.
One, two, three, four, five. Yes, six for six.
Six for six.
Okay.
Okay.
Ron Renicky.
Okay, Ron Renicky's, I believe, is on the...
88 tops.
Wait, there were two Renickys.
I don't remember
two. It's either Orioles or Phillies. There was Ron Renicky and there was Gary Renicky.
This is Ron.
I know. I think it has two N's as well. R-O-N-N?
No.
At least not on this card. Trying to show off here like an idiot. Yeah. It's either the Phillies.
What the hell? Nobody knows the difference.
The Phillies or the Orioles. I believe that this is the Orioles. Phillies?
Phillies. Yeah. Yeah, look. You want to look at it?
No.
Okay.
Damn it. All right, 6 for 7. Come on.
God, here's a name I haven't heard
baby.
In forever. Bo Diaz.
Bo Diaz was the Phillies. Mm-hmm. Pirates? Catcher.
Reds, yes.
What?
Reds after the Phillies.
You see, this always happens. Yeah. This is me in life. Hold on a second.
You start out
like I'm so streaky in everything. I guarantee when we're playing golf, I have like two or three holes in a row where you're like, wow, you're not bad. And then atrocious. So streaky.
Looking through here, you get a couple of laughs, but a couple of very difficult ones.
Okay.
Manager one, Jim Leland.
Pirates.
Okay.
All right, so that's 7 for 9.
Dave, I always thought it was, is it Dave Valley? Or Vale, V-A-L-L-E.
It's two L's.
V-A-L-L-E.
He's a catcher. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, doesn't he? Yeah, he is a catcher. Okay. So you we got the right player. Is it Dave Valley or Dave Vale?
Valley.
It is Valley, okay.
I believe.
And doesn't he do stuff at Yes?
That I don't know.
Okay.
Once in a while, you might be right.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm 7 for 9. He was definitely a catcher.
88 top.
Valley. I'm going to tell you something in a second after I get this probably wrong, and you're going to laugh. It was either I'm going to get this wrong, dude. It's going to piss me off. The Phillies, the Pirates, or the, I'm going to say the Cubs.
Mariners.
You know, okay. Now, quick aside.
Yes.
So my parents came in from Brooklyn yesterday. We went to Hibachi, right? I hadn't seen the kids in a little bit. My mom was, you know, dealing with some stuff. Yep. Thank God she's good. So it was awesome, right? Long story short, Colt wound up getting his baseball cards, playing with Pa. We started ripping a few packs. I got that name, and I got it wrong yesterday.
Wow.
And he told me, and I got it wrong today.
Look at this. You were practicing yesterday.
I didn't know that, unbeknownst to me.
A couple of practice rounds.
Well, I didn't tell Colt to get the packs, and I didn't tell you to rip a pack.
What year?
92?
Okay, all right.
In the neighbor, 7 for 10.
Hey, this is just total random. I'm like, we haven't done it in a while. Why not today? All right, Steve Balboni.
What year?
88 tops.
Royals.
Yes, okay. I was hoping to get you tricked right there.
Thank you for that.
Mike Heath.
I see him as an A.
He was a long time A.
Yeah.
From 79 Tigers? To 85. Tigers, yes.
Did you give me that? Nah, you can't give me that. I didn't get it right.
It was close enough, but yes. That's why sometimes you got to think these things out.
Dude, I don't like time. Thinking's overrated. 8 for 12.
Thad
Bosley was a left-handed hitting outfielder.
Yes.
Yeah. I see him as a Philly, but I think that I'm wrong. African-American player, if I'm not mistaken. I could see him playing. I'm going to say Phillies.
Royals.
Oh.
But you get the right player.
Yeah.
Rick Manning.
Now, he was with the Indians for a while.
Yes.
And I believe at this point he was, I'm going to say the Indians.
Brewers. He was with the Indians through 82 or 83.
All right. Tailing off here, buddy. Just like everything
the last
else.
One.
The golf course, yeah.
Brad Havens.
Catcher.
Pitcher.
He might have been a Yankee. That's not my final answer.
Okay.
I'm seeing Seattle.
Dodgers.
Nah, didn't have that.
1, 2, 3, I would say 8 for 15. 5, 6, 7. Man, yeah, that's actually not bad, though.
Nah, the way I started, that's unacceptable.
8 for 15. Ugh, all right, we got to take a break. Should we come back and do the other pack or just retire me for today? What do you think here, Hoss?
No, we can do it quick. We'll do, you have fewer cards. Right, yeah.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Mario Soto.
Reds.
Boom. Bobby Bonilla.
Pirates.
Boom, 2 for 2. Tom Niedenfuhr. Daryl beat the crap out of him when he was with the Dodgers. We had Daryl on today.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to guess Dodgers.
Well, maybe I gave it away.
Well,
maybe I didn't, though. Maybe I didn't.
Yeah, Dodgers is my guess.
Nope, Orioles.
Okay, yeah,
I drank a little bit there.
No, Dodgers was my guess. Anyway,
I got you. Let me see.
What year did he play with the Dodgers?
He was with I know that the fight was 88. Yeah. I can barely see this writing. I don't know. Just trying to move through this here. 2 for 3, Lloyd McClendon. Remember the old Pirates manager?
Yeah, I'm guessing Pirates.
Reds.
Okay. Good.
That's a tough call. I don't think I would have.
I remember him, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Todd Worrell.
He played with the Pirates, too.
He did. He definitely did. Todd Worrell.
Cardinals.
Good call. 2 for 5 for Sally. How about Fred Manrique?
Orioles.
No.
Where?
2 for... pardon me. White Sox.
Ow.
That's a tough one, yeah, dude. 2 for 6. One, you'll know this. Bob Forsch. Although there were 2 Forshes.
Cardinals.
Yes, good call. That a boy. 3 for 7. Cecilio Guante. I will say this has come up in the past, and you have never gotten it right, and you always get mad.
Dodgers.
Yankees.
Dude, I probably do the same thing every time.
Your hand hits the table immediately.
But I'm saying it probably gets the Dodgers every single time.
By the way, we got Gordo and Stewart. You know a lot of these. You're the similar age. These are hitting for you, right? All right. Gary Lucas.
Gary Lucas.
3 for 8 so far for Sal.
Mariners.
Angels. Okay. Close on the West Coast. 3 for 9. Chris James.
Phillies.
Whoa. I wouldn't have got that. That's a good call. 4 for 10.
I thought you were saying I got it wrong there.
No, you got it right. Okay, good job, man. Joel McKeon.
Joel McKeon.
Yeah.
Good God. Never heard of him. Gordon, you ever
is
heard
of him? Is that the guy that hosted Talk Soup, I think?
Yeah. Joel McKeon. The other guy.
McHale.
Here. There you go.
Padres.
White Sox. Okay. 4 for 11. Last one is the hit king no longer with us, the great Pete Rose.
88. Yeah, it has to be Reds. So.
There you go. Good job. All right, so 5 for 12.
All right. Either way, all right.
All right, so, didn't count, but let the record state who won.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.